刚秋光弟兄带我们唱这首诗歌是非常好的一首诗歌。
The song we just sang was a wonderful song.
它实在是告诉我们说，每一个蒙恩的人，我们都盼望为主而活。
It tells us each one of us who were saved by His grace, we want to live for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是你我今天早晨的心里面的一个愿望？
Is that,
盼望为主而活。
Is that your heart desire this morning? You hope you live for the Lord.
大家记不记得这首歌？这首歌的歌词歌名是什么？
Do you know the title of the song?
记不记得？
Do you still remember?
他为我死。
He died for me.
乃是他为我死。
Because he died for me.
爱激励我，才愿意，我们才愿意他而活。
This love encourages us so that we are willing to live for Him.
实在盼望弟兄姐妹，我们回去这个礼拜，我们能够常常来唱这首诗歌。
I hope this whole week we will sing this song very often.
好像我们能够明白作诗的人他所从心里头的一个感受。
So that we will understand how the writer feels when he wrote the song.
我们先来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
请我们翻到新约圣经哥林多前书
New Testament, 1 Corinthians
哥林多前书我们要读第六章
1 Corinthians chapter 6
第六章我们从十九节的后半读到第二十节
And the second half of verse 19 to 20
并且你们不是自己的人因为你们是重价买来的所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
You are not your own, you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God with your bodies.
好，请我们再翻到哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们读十四、十五两节。
Verse 14 and 15.
哥林多后书第五章第十四节原来基督的爱激励我们因我们想一人既替众人死众人就都死了并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活乃为替他们死而复活的主活
For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all diedAnd he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised. And was raised.
这段圣经的开头是告诉我们，原来基督激励我们。
And the beginning of the tells us, for Christ's love compels us.
他这段圣经的结尾是告诉我们说，我们不再为自己活，乃为替我们死而复活的主活。
At the end of the verse, it says, "We no longer live for ourselves, but we live for Him who died for us."
这里让我们看见，乃是因着基督的爱激励我们，叫我们能够为主而活。
Here tells us because the love of Christ compels us so that we can live for our Lord.
就像刚刚这首诗歌所说的。他为我死。
Like the song we just sang is He died for me.
所以我们能够因着基督的爱的激励。
Because of His love compels us.
所以我们能够为他而活。
So that we can live for Him.
我们再读一处大家熟悉的圣经，是在罗马书第十二章。
Book of Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章，我们读一二两节。
Verse 1 and 2.
我相信这也是弟兄姐妹熟悉都能够背诵的经文。
You're all familiar and you can memorize it.
罗马书十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
好，我们最后一处，请翻到约翰福音第十五章。
John, chapter 15.
John, chapter 15. 第十五章，我们读第九、第十两节。
Verse 9 and 10.
这是主耶稣所说的话，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will be abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love.
让我们再一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们爱是因为你先爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you. We love you because you first loved us.
主，早晨我们还愿意借着这段时间，我们愿意像玛利亚一样安静地坐在你的脚。
Lord, this morning when this is the time, we would like to sit before you like Mary.
主，我们愿意你对我们所要说的话。
We want to hear what you speak to us.
主，求你赐下圣灵。
May you send your spirit.
求你浇灌膏油。
And then anoint us.
主，教我们你能够越过人一切的软弱。
And then you overcome all our weaknesses.
能够向我们的心说话。
And speak to our hearts.
主，愿我们能够听见你的声音。
And then may we hear your voice.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道在新约圣经当中有一个人他是为主而活的人。
We know in the New Testament there's one person he lives for the Lord.
就是使徒保罗。
That is Apostle Paul.
我们知道保罗在他蒙恩得救之前。
We know before he was saved.
他是一个在宗教里的人。
He lived in religion.
在腓立比书腓立比书第三章我看一下哈。
第三章。
腓立比书
第三章五到
第三章好腓立比章第五节那里保他告诉了我们的出身
In Philippians chapter 3 it tells us his birth
才让我们看见他在蒙恩得救以前他所倚靠所夸口的
And it tells us what he boasts and what he relied on before he was saved.
保罗说我第八天受割礼我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人是希伯来人所生的希伯来人他说就律法说我是法利赛人就热心说我是逼迫教会的就律法上的义说我是无可指责的
He said I circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin a Hebrew of Hebrews.In regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness based on the law, flawless.
所以我们看见不仅 保罗他从前所夸口的是他的身世。
And then we see what he boasts before is birthright.
并且呢他从小就装备好自己要热来侍奉神。
He was well equipped to have the zealous to serve God.
所以他就按着他祖宗的遗传
and then according to his ancestors' tradition,
他在宗教的传统里头来学习侍奉神
He learned how to serve God in a traditional religion.
到了一个地步，他以为逼迫基督徒就是侍奉神
To the point, he thought to persecute church is to serve God.
我们看见保罗在那里，他乃是照着人的遗传，照着人的教导在那里来侍奉神
We know he served God by the man's teaching.
我们也可以说他乃是按着自己的想法来侍奉神
In another word, he served God by his own opinion
甚至我们可以说他是为了自己的理想在那里热心的侍奉神
And maybe he has a zealous serve Lord according to his own zeal
我们看见因着神极大的怜悯
But by the great mercy of God
在大马色的路上他遇见了这位复活升天的主耶稣
He met the resurrected Lord and on the way to Damascus
在他生命里头就发极大的改变
And there is a great change in his life
他在那大光之下他对主说主啊你是谁
And then in the great light, and he talked with the Lord. He said, "Lord, who are you?"
保罗他蒙恩的时候，他就清楚知道他不再是自己的人。
And then when he was saved, he clearly knew that he is not his own.
虽然当时他不知道这位向他说话的是谁
，Even though he didn't know who he spoke to，
但他知道这是他的主。
But he knows that is his Lord.
他向主说：“主啊，你是谁
？”And he spoke to the Lord and said, "Lord, who are you?"
我们知道到末了，后来他又做了见证。
And then we know at the end he testified.
在他那蒙恩的时候
，When he was saved，
他又对主说
，And then he talked to the Lord again.
他说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
And then say, "Lord, what I should do?"
所以我们看见当保罗蒙恩得救的时候
，We see when Paul was saved，
在他生命里头就发生一个极大的改变。
There was a great change.
他从前是为自己而活
，Before he lived for himself，
知道他蒙恩得救以后
，And then after he saved，
他是要为主
，He won't live for the Lord。
他从前是根据自己的想法来做事
，Before he does things according to his own opinions。
当他在那大马色蒙主光照之后
，And when he was enlightened on the way to Damascus，
他知道他乃是要为主，按着主的旨意来做事。
And then he knew what he does. He has to according to the will of God。
所以我们不仅保罗是这样子
，Not only Paul。
所以我们每个蒙恩得救的。神的儿女都应当是这样。
So does each of us who are saved by His grace.
那是因着主的爱激励了我们。
Because God's love compels us.
我们实在是感谢神，我们每个主日能够这样子聚集在他的饼杯面前。
We praise the Lord that each Sunday we can come before His table.
我们能够来纪念主。
We can remember our Lord.
我们能够一次一次的来思念主的大爱。
We will remember His great love.
因着主爱激励我们。
Because His love.
我们才有可能，我们不再为。
And there is, so it's possible for to no longer live for ourselves.
我们愿意为那替我们死而复活的主而活。
And we are willing to live for the Lord who died and rose again.
所以在哥林多前书那边，保罗就告诉我们。
So in Corinthians, Paul tells us.
他说：“你们不是自己的人。”
You are not your own.
因为你们是重价买来的。
Because you were bought at a price.
保罗在这里提醒我们说，我们乃是神借着重价，就是他的儿子我主耶稣基督所买赎回来的。
And then Paul is here reminded us that God bought us at a great price.
接着他告诉我们说，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Then Paul tells us, therefore, glorify God with your bodies.
所以这里保罗让我们看见神他用了一个重价把我们从罪的权势里头把我们买赎回来。
And then here Paul led us to see God bought us at a price from sin.
这个重价是极重的一个代价。
This price is very.
乃是神他自己的独生爱子。
That is His only begotten Son.
他把我们从罪的权势买赎出来。
And He bought us.From the power of sin.
为着什么目的呢
？For what purpose?
这里保罗告诉我们说，乃是要在我们的身子上荣耀神。
Here it says so that we can glorify God with our bodies.
弟兄姐妹，当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，When we are saved,
我们就应当认识这件事情。
We should know this.
不单单只是因着主耶稣所流的血洗净了我们的罪。
Not only His shedding blood clean up.And wash our sins away.
不单单只是神救我们脱离那地狱火湖的刑罚。
And not only He saved us from the punishment of the fire in hell.
神为你我出了这么大的代价。
And then He paid great price for you and I.
把我们从罪的权势里头拯救出来。
And then He saved us from the power of sin.
他乃是为了在我们的身上来荣耀他。
The purpose to glorify Him with our bodies.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道。神起造人的时候，他就荣耀的心意。
We know when God created us, He has a glorious plan.
他乃是要在我们身上来彰显他的荣耀。
And He wants to glorify Him through our bodies.
而且他要借着他所造的人，在地上来执行他的权柄。
And then through the man that He created, He wants to execute His power.
所以在创世纪第一章的时候，神就让我们看见他造人的时候，乃是按着他的形象。按着他的样式造了人。
In Genesis, it tells us God created us according to His image and His likeness.
所以我们看见神造人的时候，他就有一个心意。
So we see when God created us, He has a heart desire.
虽然人是 神借着用尘土所造的。
Even though we are made by dust，
的确是没有什么了不起。
There is nothing great in us。
尘土所造的人的确没有什么大不了的。
And then mankind who are created from the dust, there is nothing good in us。
但感谢神，他却有荣耀的心意。
But praise the Lord, and He has a glorious desire。
他借着像你我这样的尘土的人呢，来彰显他自己的荣耀。
And then through man like you and I to glorify Him。
所以他就把他的生命气息吹到人的里头。
So that's why He breathed in His life into us。
叫人能够在地上来彰显神的荣耀。
So that man can glorify God on earth。
不仅如此，神也将他所造的万有呢，都交给人来管理。
Not only this, all the creation He had and He handed over to man to execute。
就叫他所造的人能够在地上按着神的意思。来管理这一切的万物。
And then, according to God's will, he let men, rule everything on the earth.
所以这是神起初造人的那个荣耀的心意。
This is glorious will of God when He created man.
但是可惜的，我们看见很快的始祖亚当夏娃，因着受了试探，他们就犯罪堕落了。
Unfortunately, our first ancestor Adam and Eve.They fall because of the temptation from Satan.
我们就看见神起初造人的心意呢，就受了打岔。
And then we see that the glory of God was in the plan of God was interrupted.
感谢神，这样的打岔并没有改变了神造人的那个心意。
But praise God, this interruption didn't change the plan of God.
神也没有放弃在人身上那个荣耀的计划。
And then God didn't give up His glorious plan on man.
所以我们看见在日期满足的时候
，So we see on the day fulfilled，
神就差遣他的独生爱子，我主耶稣基督来到世上。
God sent His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, came to earth。
他就成了那最深的形状
，And He becomes a form with sin。
为着所有在亚当里头的族类
，And for all the Adam's race。
为了所有那些有跟亚当有一样犯罪性情的人。
For all people who has a sinful nature like Adam,
神就设立耶稣成为那个挽回祭。
God set Jesus Christ as the sacrifice atonement.
为什么叫挽回祭呢
？Why it's called sacrifice atonement?
就是因着人离开了那神起初造人那的心意。
Because man departed to the glorious plan at the beginning.
所以神要借着他的儿子，基督在十字架上的主，来将人挽回过来。
So that God wants the through His Son Jesus Christ, and then His salvation plan to redeem man.
要把那堕落失败的人重新带回到神荣耀的心意里头。
He will take man who's fallen to back to God's plan.
虽然神有大能，他能够拯救我们。
Even God has power to save us.
说实在，神如果要跟撒旦打架的话，神肯定是打赢的，是不是
？To be honest, if there is a battle between God and Satan, God will win. Is that true?
神可以用他大能的手，一手就把我们从那罪恶的死亡权势里头能救拔出来。
God can save us from sin and death by His mighty hand.
但从罗马书我们看见，神他的心意，他却是用，他是用他自己的儿子来救赎了我们。
But in Romans we see, and then He saved us.Through His begotten Son,
我们看见他不仅用他的能力来拯救
，and we see not only He saved us by His mighty power.
为了我们的罪，他必须要付上一个赎罪的代价。
But for our sin, He has to pay the price for sin.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们能够认识、能够明白这件事情，乃是神借着耶稣所成就的救赎。
And then I hope we will understand.That God's plan, the salvation is through His Son.
因为罗马书告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
Because in Book of Romans tells us the wage of sin is death.
所以因着罪，我们就成为罪的奴仆。
Because of sin, we become a slave of sin.
死就做了王。
And then the death becomes our king.
而今天神如果要将我们从死亡权势里头拯救出来的时候，他必须要付上一个赎价。
And then when God wants to save us from sin, He has to pay a price for sin.
把我们买赎回来
，and then to buy us back, to redeem us back.
因为神是公义的
，because God is justice.
神不仅是大能的，能够拯救我们。
He's not only He's mighty, He can save us.
因为神他也是公义的神
，but He's a God.
他必须在仇敌的面前叫仇敌闭口。
He has to shut the mouth of the enemy before the enemy.
所以他为了我们的罪，他预备了一个赎价。
And then for our sins, He prepared.A redemption.
借着耶稣的血
and through the blood of Jesus,
因着人的信
by man's faith.
神可以称我们为义。
And God can justify us.
神可以把这罪的这个赎价的问题一次的解决。
And then God will solve the problem, then pay the price at one time.
所以当他成就了十字架这样的救赎。
When he accomplished the salvation on the cross,
他就显明了一件事情。
He demonstrated one thing.
他是义的。
And he's righteous.
他为了我们的罪，他付了那个赎价。
Because our sins, he paid the price.
他不仅显明他自己是义。
Not only he showed his justice.
他也称我们这些因信耶稣的人为义。
And he also justified us who believed in him.
所以今天我们能够在神的面前，我们能够有一个无愧的良心。
So that today we have a flawlessness before God.
我们能够在仇敌的控告面前，我们得胜。
And we can win the victory in before the accusation of the enemy.
因为我们可以说，主耶稣基督他为我们的罪付上了那个赎价。
Because we can declare our Lord paid the price for sins on the cross for us.
所以保罗这里告诉我们，因着这个赎价是神所为我们付出的。
And Paul here tells us because the price is God paid for us.
所以他说我们不再是自己的人。
And then he said we are not our own.
而且他也把我们恢复到那神起初造人的那个心意。
And he restored us in the first plan of God.
他要在我们身上，在我们这些被他所买赎回来的人身上来荣耀他自己。
And he wants to glorify himself through the man that who he redeemed.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你们有没有这样一个感觉。
I don't know if you know.
我们不再是自己的人。
We no longer belong to ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，如果你已经蒙恩得救了，
if you already saved,
你应当有这样一个深的感觉，说我不再是我自己的人。
You supposed to have a deep feeling. You know you are no longer yours.
那我们不是我们自己的，是谁的呢？
If we are no longer, then who do we belong to?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever think about this question?
那我们是谁的？
And then who do we belong to?
我们理当将自己归给神。
And we are to offer ourselves to Lord.
在我们还没有蒙恩得救之前，
before we are saved.
弟兄姐妹，我们是谁的？
And then who do we belong to?
我们觉得我们是自己的。
We think we belong to ourselves.
我们怎么知道我们觉得我们是自己的呢？
How do we know we think we belong to ourselves?
在我们生活当中，我们就看得出来。
In our daily life, it can tell.
我想说什么我就说什么。
I want to speak whatever I want.
我想做什么我就做什么。
I do whatever I want.
我喜欢去哪里我就去哪里。
I go wherever I want.
我们自己做自己的主。
And then we are our own masters.
那我们也知道，在我们从前还没有蒙恩得救之前的光景。
And then we know our situation before we are saved.
当我们自己做自己的主人的时候，
When we are our own master.
我们看见罪就在我们身上做我们。
And then actually we see sin is our master.
以为我们是自由的。
We think we have freedom.
结果我们发现其实不是。
And then actually we're not.
我们发现在我们这个罪身的里头，那个罪作王在我们身上，在那里辖制我们。
And in our sinful body, actually sin is rule over us.
叫我们做我们所不愿意做的事。
And then we do things that we do not will.
也叫我们不能做我们想做的事。
And we do not do things that we will.
举个例子。
Take an example.
我们知道今天到了21世纪，这个全球的这个离婚率已经是高的都，我都已经没有那个数据了。
In the 21st century, we know the divorce rate is very, very high.
当然，不仅这个有记录的离婚率是很高的。
It's not only it's on record.
我们知道这些离婚率里头也包括那些没有结婚的人。
We know those divorce.
并没有包括那些没有结婚。
It is not
就分开的人。
It is not include those who were separate, who were separate, but they never.
我们看见不仅在不信的人当中离婚率是很高，
Not even the divorce rate is high in among unbelievers.
就是在信主的基督徒当中离婚率也是非常的高，
Even among believers the divorce rate is high.
问题在哪里？
And what's the problem?
当初这些结婚的人岂不都是因为相爱而结婚的吗？
Are those people they get married because they love each other?
但当我们看见为什么结婚没有多久后来就离婚了呢？
And then why and after a while they divorce?
其原因很简单。
The reason is very simple.
就是夫妻二人都还继续为自己而活。
That is the couple, the husband and wife, they continue live for themselves.
我有这样的意思。
I have my own opinion. He has his.
我有这样的想法。
I have this kind of mind.
他有那样的想法。
He has the other minds.
就夫妻之间的生活当中，就渐渐的摩擦越来越多。
And they have more the conflicts becomes more and more.
所以我们看见，当我们一个人是为自己而活的时候
，And we see when the person live for himself.
你发现是一个非常可怜也可怕的一个光景。
It is terrible, and then it's.
所以我们看见今天神为不仅为着我们。在他面前所犯的罪的亏欠，他付了这个赎价。
And then we see not only God paid the price for our sins.
我们看见神也借着他爱子耶稣基督在十字架所成就的救赎。
And then we see the salvation that He accomplished through His begotten Son.
他叫我们的旧人与他同钉十字架。
An old man was crucified with Him on the cross.
所以我们能够如今活着，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So that we are able to live.For our Lord, not ourselves.
所以我们能够活出一个光景，像保罗这里所说的，我们不再是自己的人。
So we can live for to the point that, like what Paul mentioned, we are not our own.
我们乃是一个属神的人。
We are people belong to God.
在旧约圣经出埃及记那里，我们看见有一个很特别的条例，就是希伯来人。为奴隶的一个条例。
In Exodus, there is a law to be a Hebrew servant, slave.
Slave. 这里我们知道，其实神的选民以色列人，他们不应当成为别人的奴隶。
And then we know the Israelites, they're not supposed to be a slave to others.
当然，这个很容易明白，因为神在人身上是有一个荣耀的心意。
And this is easy to understand because God has a glorious plan on man.
但是有一种情形，因着某种特殊的原因呢，这个希伯来人或者神的选民呢，他必须要把自己卖作奴隶。
And then for some special reason, God's people, or you can say Israelites, we have to.Give ourselves and to be a slave.
就是有人可能因着穷困没有钱还债的情形之下，他就必须把自己当作奴隶卖给别人。
And then maybe for because of the poverty, he has to sell himself to be a slave.
所以主就在那里呢，借着摩西给他的百姓有这样一个点。
So through Moses, God gave Israelites a law.
他这个人呢，被卖作奴隶的这个人呢，他要服侍他的主六年。
A Hebrew slave will serve his master for 6 years.
因为主人是付了一个赎价，付了一个代价，把他买来做奴隶。
Because the master paid a price to buy him as a slave.
所以照神的典章呢，他必须服侍主人六年。
According to the law, he has to serve his master for 6 years.
但是第七年呢，他就能够自由的能够出去了。
But on the seventh year, he can leave.And go free.
所以我们看见神在人身上的心意，从这一件小事情上也显明出来。
And we can see God's hostility there through this minor thing.
可是呢，当到了第七年，这个希伯来奴隶呢，他可以得着自由的时候。
On the seventh day, when this Hebrew slave can redeem his freedom,
他的确是自由了。
He is free indeed.
根据神的律法。他的确自由。
According to the law, and he is free indeed.
但是这个仆人呢，他因着服侍主人和他的一家服侍了六年之后。
Because because he served his master and family for 6 years.
你如果想，如果说我爱我的主人。
If he declares that I love my master.
他可以做一个选择。
He has a choice.
就是呢。他愿意放弃自己的自由。
That means he is willing to give up his own freedom.
他愿意一生来做这个主人的奴仆。
He is willing to be a slave to his master in his whole life.
这时候这个主人呢，就要把他带到审判官，或者也有翻译说带到神的面前。
Now and then the master will take him before God.
把这件事情陈明。
And then he will state this.
然后这个主人呢，能够带这个希伯来奴仆呢，就到了门框的旁边。
And then this master will take the slave go to the door or doorpost.
然后呢，用一个钉子呢，把他的耳朵钉在门框上。
And he will pierce his ears with an awl.
这是代表说，他的这个希伯来的奴仆呢，他的一生要来服侍这位他的主人。
Means this Hebrew slave will serve his master for.
就你们这是一幅非常美丽的图画。
It's a very beautiful picture.
照着道理来说。
According to teaching.
这个希伯来的奴仆，他可以得着自由。
And this Hebrew slave can redeem freedom.
但是因着爱
but because of love,
他愿意一生来服侍他所爱的主人
and he's willing to serve the master that he loves.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是我们和我们的神之间的一个关系呢？
Is this the relationship between us and our God?
我们知道神付了赎价把我们买赎回来。
We know God paid a price to redeem us.
我们理当做他的奴仆。
We ought to be his slave.
照道理来说，神至少可以要求我们服侍他多久？至少六年。
At least God can require us to serve him 6 years.
那按着公义的神呢？哦，六年以后我们就可以自由了。
And according to the law, and then after 6 years, we will be free.
但弟兄姐妹，这样子要求你我呢
？But brothers and sisters, is our God request you and I?
没有，神救赎了我们。
And then when He saved us,
他就立刻就把完全的自由赐给了我们。
He gave us a freedom.
他叫我们在基督里得着那真自由。
And He gave us a true freedom in Christ.
哇，那我们听到我们今天成为一个自由人，我们高不高兴
？When we heard that we are free, are we happy?
我们好高兴啊
！Yes.
不仅神把我们从罪的权势里头拯救出来
，Not only He saved us from the power of sin.
叫我们得着真自由。
And then we gained true freedom.
神也把一个完全的自由给了我们。
And He truly gave us a true freedom.
哎呀，我们好高兴。
We're so joyful.
从今以后呢？
And since now,
哎呀，我又可以做自己的主人了。
I can be my own master.
我想说什么说什么。
I'll say whatever I want to say.
我想做什么做什么。
I'll do whatever I want.
我想去哪里工作去哪里工作。
I'll go find a job wherever I want to go.
你们这是不是我们的情形
？Is that our situation?
还是我们愿意像那个希伯来的仆人
？Or we will like Hebrew slave.
虽然我已自由了
，Even though we are free.
但是因着神的爱，基督的爱激励我们。
But because the love of Christ compels us，
叫我们不愿意再为自己活。
That we are no longer willing to live for ourselves。
我们愿意被带到那门框的旁边。
We are willing to be taken to the doorpost。
让我们的主用钉子来穿过我们的耳朵。
Let our Lord to pierce our ears。
因着爱的缘故。
Because of the love，
我们愿意一生做他的仆人。
We are willing to be his servant in our whole life，
做他的奴仆。
Become his slave，
不再自由。
And then no longer want our own freedom。
你们这是一件非常重要的事情。
This is very important。
因为如果我们以为我们真的是自由了
，If we think we are truly free，
我们以为我们就不再做罪的奴仆。
And we think we no longer a slave。
因为我们要做自己的主。
And then because we to be master of our own。
弟兄们，没有多久。
And then sooner or later，
你就会发现。
You will find out。
我们又做了罪的奴仆。
And then we again become a slave of sins。
所以我们现在回头想一想。
When we think of it，
当我们蒙恩得救之后。
When we are saved。
为什么罪又辖制我们呢
？And then why sin has constrained us again？
为什么我们又好像回到从前不断的犯罪那样的光景
？And then why we are returned like what we were before？
弟兄们，不是别的。
It is not something else。
就是因为我们没有把自己因着爱的缘故，把自己献给我们的主。
It is we did not offer ourselves to the Lord。
所以在哥林多后书。保罗告诉我们
，In Second Corinthians, Paul tells us，
他说：“原来基督的爱激励我们。
”And then, for God's love compels us. For Christ's love compels us.
因为我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
We are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.
这让我们看见基督的爱和基督的死是不能分开的。
And here we say, the love of Christ and the death of Christ.Are indivisible.
这也是为什么每次当我们围绕在主的桌子面前
，And this is why each time when we come before His table，
我们在那里领用饼杯的时候
，When we receive the bread and cup，
基本上不管那一天早晨，主日早晨，圣灵是怎么带领我们
，And no matter how the Holy Spirit guides us that morning，
我们发现我们都没有办法离开基督的爱
，And then we discover that there's nothing can divide us from the love of Christ。
不管我们的祷告是什么
，And no matter what we pray，
我们看见我们都不能离开基督的爱
，And then we are not able to depart from His love。
乃是因为基督的死 摆在我们面前。
Because the death of Christ is before us.
基督的爱就激励了我们。
And then His love compels us.
我们能够认识基督的爱。
And then we know His love.
那是因为他替我们死了。
Because He died for us.
因为当我们罪人的时候。
And because when we were sinners.
基督就为我们死了。
And He died for us.
神的爱就在此向我们显明。
He demonstrates His love to us.
所以感谢神，每个主日我们能够这样围绕在饼杯面前。
Then praise the Lord each Sunday morning we can come before His table.
所以基督的爱能够常常的来激励我们。
So His love will compel us very often.
希望不只是一个礼拜一次。
And then I hope it is not once a week.
希望每一天基督的爱都能够在我们里头那样来激励我们。
And then I hope every day His love compels us.
我们就能够不再为自己活。
So we are able to.No longer live for ourselves.
因为这个爱的激励，我们就能够为那替我们死而复活的主。
Because His love compels us that we are able to live for the Lord who died and rose for us.
这里保罗用了一个激励，基督的爱这个激励这个字呢，它原文的意思呢有一个 compress， 就是压迫在一起。
And the words compel, encourage in original version is to press.
这个激励的意思呢，好像就是把那个两样东西呢，就连在紧紧的连接在一起。
As a meaning that means to put two things together, press together.
这讲到基督的爱激励我们，这个激励它原文还有一个意思呢，就好像一条船哈，它被海水呢，就是冲到了一个那个狭窄的那个运河里面。
The word compel has another meaning. It's like a ship was pushed by the ocean into a narrow canal.
就好像是一个很大的力量，像海水一样啊，就把这艘船呢，虽然那个运河是很窄的，但是就把这个船呢，就把它，就是好像就是船不得不进到这个运河的里头。
The ship, because of the great force from the ocean, it has to be. He has.No choice to go into that narrow canal.
这是这里使徒保罗所要表达出来的。
This is what Paul wants to tell us.
基督的爱在我们里面激励我们的时候
，is the love of Christ compels us.
你没有办法再为自己活。
And there is no way for us to live selves again.
你不得不为主而活。
You have to.
能为主而活。
You only live.
这是这里所说基督的爱激励我们。
And this is what does it mean.The love of Christ compels us.
十九世纪啊，有一位宣教的医生，他也是一位探险家，他是被称为非洲之父。
In the 19th century, there is an explorer in Africa, and also he is a ministry doctor.
他叫做大卫·李文斯顿。
His name is David Livingston.
他说了这样一句话。
He has a saying.
在当时，有很多的人。到了非洲那里，为了买卖黑奴，到了非洲。
And at that time, many people went to Africa because of the slave trade.
虽然当时非洲还是非常的落后，也很危险。
Even though at that time Africa is very behind and dangerous.
但是因着买卖黑奴是有利可图，所以呢，有些人他愿意冒险到那里。
Because there is advantage in the trade of in the slave trade business.
李文斯顿弟兄他就说。他说有人为了买卖黑奴到非洲。
Brother Livingston says someone because of the slave trade they to Africa.
他说基督的爱不能激励一个人愿意到非洲那里把神的福音传扬开来。
Isn't that the love of God compel one person go to Africa to preach gospel?
所以基督的爱就激励了我们的弟兄。
So that the love of Christ compels our brother.
他就到了非洲那里。
He went to Africa.
在那里把神的福音传扬开了。
And then he preached gospel to Africa.
因他一个人愿意把自己的性命放下。
Because this one person he wants to put aside his life.
因着基督的爱激励他。
Because the love of Christ compels him.
神就在非洲大陆那里为了福音神的福音开了一条宽大的路。
God made a broader way of his gospel in Africa.
叫许多的人能够听见福音而蒙恩得救。
There are so many people in Africa. They heard gospel and then they were saved.
弟兄姐妹，这是爱激励我们。
Because this is the compelling of the love of Christ.
我记得我自己刚刚蒙的时候。
I remember when I was just.
我想弟兄姊妹也都有类似这样的经验。
I think you have a similar experience.
刚蒙恩的时候，基督的爱在里头像火一样激励着我们。
And when you were just saved, the love of Christ is in you like a burning fire.
记得那时候到超级市场去买菜。
I remember I went to do grocery.
只要一瞥见有黑头发的人。
When I see there is the black hair.
我就赶快在那绕回去。
I will go back.
我就开始想，找到一个什么样的机会呢，能够跟他讲主耶稣。
Now I'm thinking I can find the chance to share my Lord with them.
我天性不是一个很热切的人。
In my nature, I'm not a very outgoing person.
我算是一个比较害羞的人。
I'm pretty shy.
可那时候呢，因为基督的爱在里头激励。
Because of the love of Christ compels me.
哎，就巴不得向所有会讲中文的人跟他们讲主耶稣。
I hope to share my Lord to every people who speak Chinese.
记得有段时间，我们也到公寓里头去，挨户去敲门。
There's one time I want to knock door one by one to go to apartments.
当然是中国人。
And some of them are Chinese.
印度人。
Some of them are Indian,
有墨西哥人，有
Mexicans,
有黑人
，and African Americans。
不管他是什么样的肤色，什么样的种族
，no matter what race they are。
因着基督的爱在里头激励我。
Because the love of Christ compiled me。
我就巴不得向全世界的人告诉他们那位爱我们的主。
And then I hope I can tell everyone in the world the Lord, and then He loves me。
因为这是基督的爱在里头激励我。
Because this is the love of Christ compiled me。
原谅我做一个小小的见证。
And then please excuse me, have a little testimony。
我们上个周末礼拜六是复活节前那个礼拜六。
And then,
我们在西南区，我们有预备了，我们就弟兄姐妹同心合意预备了一次福音的聚会。
And then the Saturday before Easter.We had a gospel meeting at West Office.
所以当我们在几个月前在主面前祷告预备的时候呢，弟兄们就请我负一点责任来传这一次的。
A couple of months ago, when at the prayer meeting, they had a burden and they would like me to share.
当时呢，我义不容辞了，那我就答应了。
Of course, I have no reason to say no.
弟兄们问我说，那定什么题目呢
？They asked me, "What's your topic?"
我想复活节嘛，当然就讲主耶稣的复活是最容易的。
And then I think this is Easter, so I will talk about the resurrection of the Lord.
讲这个主复活的生命。
And I will talking about the resurrection life.
题目很容易就定了。
And then it's easy to get the topic.
后来开始在主面前要准备的时候。
And then when I start to prepare.
哎呀，才发现这个复活的生命这个题目要传福音很难。
And then I discovered this is very hard to share gospel with this topic.
哎呀，真的是不容易。
It is not easy at all.
所以呢，只好靠着主的恩典，就从主的话语里头呢，预备了一些福音的真理。
By Lord's grace, and then in His words, I prepared some truth for this gospel meeting.
到了礼拜六，感谢主，弟兄姐妹邀请福音朋友们来到聚会当中。
And then praise the Lord at that Saturday, and the brothers and sisters invited many gospel.
我们弟兄姐妹有唱诗的，有做见证的。
And then the brothers and sisters, some of them some of them has the testimony.
当然信息的。
Of course, someone has to preach them. To give message.
哎呀，感谢主，在这个福音聚会之前，弟兄姐妹付上许多祷告的代价。
And then I praise Lord before the meeting, and then the brothers and sisters pay the price. That means they pray. They intercede.
基督的身体里头各方各面的配搭在一起服事。
Because our corporate service in the Christ.
这是很美的一个见证。
That is a very beautiful testimony.
但我告诉弟兄姐妹一件事。
But I will tell you one thing.
那天晚上我传福音的时候啊，真的传得不好。
That evening, when I shared gospel, it didn't go well.
虽然呢，那福音的真理都是照着主的话。
Even though I tell the truth according to God's words.
但是呢，自己知道，这实在是那些福音的真理，不是怎么能够感动福音朋友。
And I know I feel that it was not very touching.
哎呀，那真的就只能按照那个时间，按照预备话语呢，就向福音朋友们来做见证。
And then so that I call God's words, and then at the time comes, I have to just testify the Lord.
当然，我在那里边传的时候，心里面一直在那里祷告。
Of course, one night, along with my preaching, I pray too.
到了结束前五分钟。
Five minutes before the meeting is concluded.
我本来里头就在想，等会儿还要不要呼召
？I was thinking, should I invite them?
但很感谢神的是。
But I praise the Lord.
在那个时候，圣灵就将基督的爱浇灌在我的心里。
At that moment, and then God through the Holy Spirit pour His love on me.
基督的爱在里头激励我。
And then the love of Christ within me compiled me.
我从心里头巴不得今天来到主面前的每一个福音朋友，他们能够来都来接受主。
And I hope each one of the gospel friend that evening will accept the Lord.
到时间到的时候，我就请大家低头，我们在那里祷告。
And at the end, I ask everybody bow and then pray.
基督的爱在里头，一直在那里激励我。
And then the love of Christ pulsing me all the time.
我就向福音朋友发出那个邀请，发出那个爱的呼召。
So I send out the invitation of the love calling.
因为我没有办法不呼召他们。
Because there's no way for me to not to call.
我没有办法不邀请他们来认识这位爱他们的主。
There's no way that I do not invite them come to know the Lord.
然后慢慢的我就看见在聚会当中有福音朋友们一个一个的把他们的手举起来。
And then gradually I see one by one they raise their hand.
感谢主。福音朋友们，他们能够被主的爱摸着。
And then I praise the Lord, those gospel friends, their heart was touched by the love of God.
后来主给我们在聚会完，我们有一段时间的陪谈。
And then after that, and then we talked with them.
然后我们就听听这七位福音朋友们，他们今天晚上是怎么遇见的主。
And then we want to hear how did they meet God that evening?
每一个都是被基督的爱给摸着了。
Some of them are touched by the love of Christ.
我就用举其中一个例子。
I want one person as example.
一个福音朋友，他是来是一个艺术家。
And then there is one artist from China.
他就告诉我们。
And he or she.
He
told me.
他就说他从前参加过好几次福音聚会。
And then he said he attended a couple of gospel meetings before.
他说他都是。拒绝的都是抵挡的。
And he has a resistance spirit.
他说今天晚上也是一样。
And then so did that night.
他说当那个弟兄在那里讲的时候。
When the brother was preaching.
他的心是抵挡的。
His heart is come with resistance.
他说当后来那个弟兄在那里呼召的时候说要不要信。
And then later on when the brother called them, do you want to believe?
他对自己说，我今天绝对是不会举手。
And then he told himself, say, I will not raise my hand.
可他说后来就不知道怎么回事。
And then he said, I don't know what happened.
他说他里头啊，就受不了了。
And then he can't hold anymore.
他说他想把自己的手压着。
He wants to hold his
hand. 但他里面啊，有个力量叫他受不了。
But there's a force inside him, he can't hold it anymore.
他就把手举起来。
And then he can.
他愿意接受。
He would like to accept the Lord.
他告诉我们说，当他把手举起来。
And he told us when he raised his hand.
他说他里头就好像一块大石头啊。就落下了。
And then there was a heavy stone. It's totally fell down.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见乃是基督的爱叫他受不了。
We know this is the love of Christ that him cannot hold anymore.
当基督的爱在我们里头叫我们受不了的时候。
When the love of Christ in us and that us can't hold anymore.
弟兄姐妹，神就能够借着我们叫朋友们他们里面也受不了。
So the God will let those people cannot hold anymore through us.
因着基督的爱激励我们。
Because the love of Christ compels us.
叫我们不再为自己活。
We no longer live for ourselves.
我们不得不为那爱我们的主而活。
And then we have to live for our Lord who loves us.
因为这是我们的见证。
That is our testimony.
这应该是我们的生活。
This is our life too.
弟兄姐妹看。
Think about it.
如果明天早上你去公司上班。
Tomorrow when you go to company.
当然主的爱，基督的爱在里头激励你。
In the morning when the love of Christ compels you inside,
你去公司里头上班的时候
you go to company,
主的爱在里头叫你受不了。
And the Lord's love, it within you can let you cannot hold anymore.
你想想看，神岂不能用你叫别人也受不了吗？
You think about it, God will make the other person can't hold anymore.
叫他们也能够经历到基督的爱。
So that they will experience the love of Christ.
那个舍己的爱。
The love of forgiveness.
因为一人既替众人死。
Because one died for all,
众人就都死了。
And then, therefore, all died.
在这里，有读圣经的弟兄告诉我们啊，我们知道保罗是一个非常学问很大，他写作文法非常严谨的一个人。
We know, and then Paul is very knowledgeable when he writes, and he writes things. It's very precise.
可是这里我们看见这个非常文法非常严谨的保罗，他似乎都混淆了。
And here, when usually Paul is very precise, this time he's kind of put the orders and things not in order.
他讲话好有点点那个语无伦次。
And then it seems when he talks, and he has an out of order.
乃是因为我相信，乃是因为他讲到他想到了基督的爱。
And then I think because he's thinking of the love of Christ.
保罗的理性啊，好像他已经失去理性了。
And it's kind of he lost his mind.
你要非常冷静的保罗啊，他一想到基督的爱，他就好像癫狂了。
And it's kind of he goes crazy when he think about the love of God.
这里不是唯一的一个例子。
This is not the only example here.
我们知道，当保罗写以弗所书的时候
，We know when he write the book of Ephesians.
Ephesians.当他想到了基督的爱
，When he think about the love of Christ，
哎呀，在那里用希腊文在那里写的时候
，When he wrote in Hebrew，
他写到基督的爱
，When he wrote the love of Christ，
那保罗就犯了一个文法上最大的错
，He made a grammar mistakes，
他写的基督。
And then he says the love of Christ.
没有动词，没有介词，什么都没有。
There's no verbs, there's no preposition.
那就写了长阔高深。
And then he will says breadth, length, height, and depth.
就连这么理性、文法这么严谨的保罗，在那里都犯了这样的一个错误。
His writing is so grammatical, and then he made a mistake over there.
你说是他不小心吗
？It is because he's careless.
中间那不是的。
No.
但是当保罗他一想到基督的爱
，It is when he think of the love of Christ，
他就忍受不住
，And then he can't hold，
他就不管这些文法对还是不对
，And he didn't care about the grammatical mistakes or what，
他就不顾自己的名利
，And he did not care about his own fame，
他完全就不为自己了
，He does not think about himself anymore，
他在那里喊说基督的爱长阔高深
，He shout out。And then how breadth, length, height, and depth of the love of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要这样子活在基督的爱里。
We need to live in the love of Christ.
只有基督在那里天天的激励我们。
And then only the love of Christ compels us daily.
才有可能不再为自己。
Then we are able to no longer live for ourselves.
我们才有可能为那为替我们死而复活的主而活。
Then we are able to live for the Lord who died and rose for us.
在约翰福音第十五章那里主耶稣讲了一段话
in John 15
他说你们若遵守我的命令就常在我的爱里
It says if you keep my commandment you will remain in my love
正如我遵守了我父的命令常在他的爱里
As I kept the commandment of my father and remain in his love
所以我们如何能够常常让基督的爱激励我们呢
？And how can we let the love of Christ compels us？
我们如何能够常常的在基督的爱里呢
？And how can we abide in His love？
在这里，主耶稣跟我们说了一个不容易，但是呢，却是很简单的一条路。
This is not easy, but this is a simple way.
很清楚。
It's clear.
我们觉得不容易
Maybe we think it's not easy
但再清楚不过了
But it's clear
主耶稣就说你们就遵守命令
Lord says keep my commandments
因为呢他用他自己做了一个见证
And then he testified
他在地上的33年里头
In the life he lived 33
他遵守了父神的命令
years, And he obeyed the commandments of the Father
所以他向我们做见证说所以呢他就一直的住在父的爱里
，so that he testified that he remained in the love of the Father。
所以他就告诉我们
，so that he told us，
就是他自己经历过的
，because he experienced。
主要说同样的
，in same way。
你们若遵守我的命令
，if you keep my commandments，
你们也就可以和我一样
，you will be like me，
常住在父的爱里
，remain in the love of the Father，
能够一直保守在基督的爱的里头
，we will be remain in the love of Christ。
所以这个简不简单
？Is that simple？
很简单。
It is。
容不容易
？Is it easy？
不容易。
No。
呀，这也是为什么今天我们在地上啊，我们还要学主。
This is why we have to follow the Lord.
那感谢主，他没有留下我们为孤儿。
And then we praise the Lord. He did not leave us as orphans.
他乃是在前面 一步一步的来带领我们。
But he guides us away.
叫我们能够跟随他的脚踪。
So that we can follow his footsteps.
叫我们能够像他一样遵守他的命令。
So that we will be like him to obey his commandments.
他告诉我们说，我们就必能够常常住在他的爱里。
He tells us we will remain in his love.
我们就能够常常受到基督的爱的激励。
And we will be encouraged by his love very often.
叫我们不再为自己活。
We no longer live for ourselves.
我们能够为那爱我们的主而活。
But live for the Lord who died and rose for us.
我最近听到一位初信主的姐妹做了这样的见证。
And I heard a testimony from a sister.
那个姐妹呢因为家里的一些有需要呢，他就到了外面找了一份工作part time 的，就是兼职，就到人家家里头照顾老人。
And this of the family needs, and she part time job, and then she went to a house to do take care of a senior.
The senior. 我没记错的话，一个礼拜三天，一天是五个小时。
And then 5 hours per day, 3 days per week.
就刚开始，姐妹本来也不是做这种事情的人。
And then she never does such thing.
所以刚开始的时候呢，那雇他的人就跟他讲说，就是到这老人家的家里头呢，来照顾老人，帮他做一点饭。
At the beginning, the host tell her you can just take care of the senior and then and help to cook meals.
姐妹听了以后觉得，哎，这她可以胜任。
And then she thought she can do it.
就她去了以后。
And after she went.
哎，她就照着这些讲好的这个。规定呢，他就做了他该做的事情。
And then according to the contract, and she does what she's supposed to do.
所以这个老人家呢，就发现说，哎，这五个小时啊，还没到，还有空闲，还有一两个小时的时间。
And then she finished everything, but the senior says, and then you still time before the 5 hours.
所以这个老人家就要求他开车去商场去买东西。
So the senior lady asked her to drive her to do grocery.
那刚开始我们姐妹想说，好吧，那既然原本没讲好的，但是呢，就是他也能够做得到呢，他就想着那就开车带老人家去商场买东西。
So the first sister, this is not on the contract, but I still have time, so I'll help and take her to do grocery.
就这个老人家呢，去了一个商场买完东西。
And then after this senior went to one grocery store.
他还要再去另外一家，还要再去买别的东西。
And then she want to go to another store and buy other stuff.
又要到第三家去买另外的东西。
And the third one.
哇，就弄得我们姐妹就好紧张。
And then this makes our sister very nervous.
她说她就连上厕所的时间都没有了。
And then she didn't have time to go to use bathroom.
哎呀，这样一天一天坐下来，她就感到精疲力尽。
And then after a while, and then she feels tiring, very tiring.
她心里头也觉得有点不平。
And then she feels it's unease.
因为当初讲好不是这样吗
？Because the contract didn't say so.
那怎么现在？哎呀，弄了压力又大，做了又累。
And then now they add things, nervous and has pressure.
当他在那里在那里埋怨的时候。
And then when she complains.
圣灵就借着主的话对他说。
And then God speak to her through the Holy Spirit.
无论做什么，都像是为主做的。
And no matter what you do, it's like you do to the Lord.
感谢主，我们姐妹她顺服下来。
And then praise the Lord, our sister obeyed.
主的话告诉了他。
Lord words.
主的命令进来了。
God's commandment entered into her.
感谢主，实在也是因着基督的爱在里头激励我们姐妹。
And praise the Lord because the love of Christ compiled to our sister.
她也刚蒙恩不久。
Because she was just saved.
她就顺服主所说的话。
And she obeyed what God told her.
既然主说了。
Since the Lord told me,
无论做什么都像是给主做的。
No matter what I do it to the Lord.
所以当他再去到这老人家里头。
And then when she went to the senior home,
无论是做整洁。
And no matter cleaning,
无论是做饭。
Or cook meals.
无论这个老人家要求他带他去这里去那里。
And no matter the senior ask her take her go here and there.
主的话一直提醒他。
And the Lord's words keeps reminds her.
无论做什么。
No matter what you do,
都像是给主做的。
It's like you do to the Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
当我们姐妹顺服主的命令。
And then when she obeyed the commandments of the Lord,
她在那里她所做的每一件事情，她都像是给主做的。
And then everything she does, as she does to the Lord.
我们姐妹就不再埋怨了。
And then she no longer complained.
她里头就得着力量了。
And then she was strengthened.
因为基督的爱在里头激励她。
Because the love of Christ compelled her.
因为她保守自己在主的爱里。
Because she was remaining the love of Christ.
虽然环境是艰难的。
Even though the circumstances hard.
虽然待遇是不公平的。
And even it's unfair.
但能够靠着基督的爱的激励。
But because the love of Christ.
她能够胜过这一切。
And she is able to overcome all.
当捡个眼泪告诉我们这个见证的时候。
When she testified this with tears.
罗马书第八章那里保罗所说的。
And it reminded me in Romans chapter 8.
虽然保罗经历环境许多的艰难。
Even though Paul's circumstances is very difficult.
他在那里做一个宣告。
But he declared.
他说然而靠着那爱我的主。
He say by the love of the Christ.
在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
I win victory in everything.
弟兄们，这是基督爱在我们里面激励我们。
And we know this is the love of Christ compels within us.
叫我们能够靠着爱我们的主。
So by the Lord who loves us.
我们能够在这一切事上得胜有余。
We will win victory in everything.
不是仅仅得胜。
Not only win victory.
乃是得胜有余。
But is we will overcome.
我们能够在我们的身子上。荣耀我们的神。
So that we will glorify our Lord with our body.
罗马书第十二章那边也告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 12 tells us.
保罗说：“弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。”
Paul says, "And by the God, I beseech you, brothers."
保罗在那里没有用一个道理求我们。
He did not require us.
他没有说，因为神付了赎价买赎你们，所以你们理当把自己献给神。
He didn't say because God paid the price so that you need to offer your body.
他没有，他说他以神的慈悲劝我们。
But he says by the mercy of God.
他乃是盼望基督的爱来激励我们。
And he hopes that the love of Christ compels us.
叫我们自己甘心情愿的。把身体献上当作活祭。
And let us to willingly to offer our body as a sacrifice.
这里说到什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
祭应该是死的。祭 the sacrifice should be.
The sacrifice is dead.
但是呢，他这里保罗却说是一个活祭。
But here it says living sacrifice.
简单的说，这里都告诉我们，乃是基督徒一个奉献的生活。
And this is about a Christian's consecration life.
有弟兄告诉我们说，基督徒的奉献，它像一扇门。
And some people say the Christian's consecration is like a door.
我们应当进入这奉献的门。
We need enter the door of.
这奉献不只是进入这一扇奉献的门。
And Christian life is not only we enter the door of the sacrifice.
它后面还有一条路。
But there is a way behind the door.
你说到基督徒。一个奉献的生活。
That is our consecration life.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得你们蒙恩得救以后，你们是否曾经将自己。的身体当作活祭来献给神。
I don't know if after you are saved, have you ever present your own body as a living sacrifice?
姐妹，如果还没有
，if you haven't，
那我们就还没有开始基督徒的生活。
That means we have not started our.
保罗说：“我以神的慈悲劝你们。”
Paul says, "By the mercy of God, I beseech you."
将身体献上。
Present your body.
这个身体现象当然包括我们的灵魂身体。
Of course, to present our body includes
our heart and mind,
and then so our whole being to the Lord.
当作活祭献给神。
As a living sacrifice.
就是把我们的主权转移给神。
And then we give our authority to God.
让神在我们身上，他能够得着他真实的主权。
May God gain His authority over us.
不仅心。
Not only our hearts.
我们的
our minds.
我们的情。
Our emotions,
我们的意志
our will,
我们都把主权交给神
we give our rights to the Lord,
我们的时间
our time,
我们的金钱
our money,
兄姐妹我们需要把这主权要交给神
we need give our rights to the Lord,
要将我们的身体献上当作活祭
and then present our body as a living sacrifice to the Lord,
保罗说这是圣洁的。
And the Paul says this is holy.
这是可喜悦的。
It is acceptable.
因为神喜悦接纳我们这样的奉献。
Because God will be pleased for our sacrifice.
虽然我们这个人啊，没有什么东西我们可以献给神。
And even though there's nothing for us to give it to the Lord.
但神却愿意得着我们的奉献。
But God is willing to receive our sacrifice.
因为他要在我们身子上来荣耀他自己。
Because he will glorify himself with our bodies.
那你们这是不是我们今天活着的目的呢
？Is purpose that we live today?
还是我们像我们从前没有蒙救以前一样
？Or we live like before we were saved?
我们仍然追求世界。
We are still pursue the world.
我们仍然爱这个世界。
We still love the world.
我们仍然为自己而活。
And we still love, we still live for ourselves.
今天在这里，主的话，他说，神的慈悲劝我们。
And then here, Lord tells us, He beseeches by the mercy of God.
那你可以因为基督的爱激励我们。
Because the love of Christ
compels us
that we have to offer ourselves to the Lord.
我们将自己来奉献给神。
Only when we offer ourselves to the Lord,
弟兄姐妹，神才能够在我们身上来成就他的旨意。
Then God will accomplish His will over us.
他能够在我们身上来制作我们。
And then He will mold us.
他就是环境来带领我们。
And He will guide us through circumstances.
他把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
He will mold us to the image of His Son.
叫神在我们身上，他能够得着荣耀。
So that God will be glorified through us.
我讲过，这个奉献不是只是第一次而已。
I taught this before.
它乃是一个每日的奉献。
This is not one time. This is daily.
我们需要天天被基督的爱的激励。
We need be encouraged by His love daily.
我们每天的把自己更新我们在神面前的奉献。
And we renew our offering daily.
每一次基督的爱激励我们。
And each time when His love compels us.
不管是在主日擘饼的时候。
Not only in the communion service.
不管是在我们读他话语的时候。
Or when we read His words.
不管是我们在向他祷告的时候。
Or when we pray to Him.
当基督的爱在里头激励我们的时候。
When His love compels us.
弟兄姐妹，我们要更新我们的奉献。
And we need renew our offering.
我们具体的。一样一样的把自己来献给神。
We need offer our whole body one by one to the Lord.
把主权交给神。
We need and hand over our right to the Lord.
然后在我们身上，在我们心思意念里头来更新变化我们。
And let Him renew us in our minds and in our hearts.
叫我们能够查验和善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we will know what is that is good and acceptable and perfect.
按着神的旨意在地上生活。
So that we will live on the earth by the will of God.
叫我们能够按着神的旨意来服侍这个世代的人。
And so that we will serve this generation by the will of God.
保罗说这是理所当然。
Paul says this is acceptable.
弟兄姐妹，最后我盼望再提醒我们彼此。
And I would like to remind and then remind each other.
我们是为谁而活？
And who do we live for?
今天主的爱在激励我们的话。
And then if God's words compels us today,
我们是否愿意对主说？
Are we willing to say to the Lord?
我不愿意再为自己而活。
I no longer live for myself.
我愿意为那替我死而复活的主耶稣而活。
I am willing to live for the Lord who died and rose for me.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless His own words.
那我们再一起低头有个祷告。
And let's bow and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，是的，当我们还做罪人的时候，你就为我们死了。
Lord.You died for us when we were sinners.
主，今天基督的爱仍然激励着我们。
And then the love of Christ still compels us.
主，叫我们这些蒙你所买赎的人。
And the people who are redeemed by you.
主，没有一个人。
Not even one.
主，没有一个人愿意再继续为自己而活。
Let us all no longer live for ourselves.
主，求你的爱再激励我们。
And may your love compels us again.
主，叫我们从心里头愿意为那替我们死而复活的主而活。
Let us have a willing heart from the bottom of our heart that we are willing to live for our Lord.
主，愿你的旨意成就在我们身上。
May your will accomplish on us.
好叫父在我们身上得着一切的荣耀。
So that the Father will gain glory through us.
主，因为这原是你所配的。
Because you are worthy of all this.
感谢主。
Thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.